Hello, everyone, and welcome to Shoujo, the anime recap and discussion podcast where I, Sarah, introduce my friend Joe here to Shoujo anime, which is anime typically targeting girls. And so I've seen it and Joe has not as much. So, and his name's Joe and we're seeing Shoujo. So Shoujo, best name ever. I haven't complimented giving us a pat on the back in a while for that one. So let's just throw that in there.
There you go.
Yeah. So up, Joe. Before we jump into Chihaya Furu, the current series we're covering, let's what is it? Shoot the shit.
That's what they say.
I don't know why would they say that?
But some people do say that.
Okay. Old men say that.
Old men. We're turning into the old men podcast. It's Pride Month, so we're gonna. I didn't have a transition for that. So why would we be old Pride men in that Month. Case? I guess we're dating ourselves by doing that. It's some year in the future. Who knows? When you're listening to this.
We'll bury recordings in a time capsule.
That's right. Yeah.
Because apparently people, I don't know, there's some dumb like, oh, anime is going to be banned in Texas, so I'll just bury it in the woods for children to discover like they did with porn in the 80s.
They're going to ban anime in Texas.
It's like more nuanced, but it's probably just bullshit, but I feel like why do I have to move to Ohio?
Maybe that's good. Yeah, you know, anime. So people have been saying it's maybe a mistake. So who knows?
No, I think it's like just anime that like have basically anime with anything that could be interpreted as like minors wearing skimpy clothing, which is like a lot of cutesy girls.
Yeah.
So if your skirt's too short, I don't know. This is probably just all like panic, but whatever. I'll find a way. I don't do anything illegal, but I can start.
That does remind me that I did listen to a little thing on a podcast I listened to called Never Post, where they talked about hentai on the internet and how it doesn't really fit in anywhere because it's not like. It's explicit, but it's not like pornographic in like the traditional sense. So porn websites regulations can't really take it because you have to do things when you like put stuff on porn websites, like prove it's you who's posting it. But for animation, it's like, how do you prove that that you animated this? You have to like show them like a time lapse of you drawing it and stuff like that. Like it's really hard to do that stuff, and like normally you also need to have like written, you know, approval from all of the like actors in it, but it's like, okay, how do I get approval for for cartoon like what are we doing here? So like it just doesn't fit into stuff.
Yeah, I don't know, because it would have been just that it was something that was sold in like the adult section back in the day, but online distribution and streaming of it does seem I don't know very much about hentai, but like it's not like a dying breed or anything.
They make a lot of it. It's just like one of those things where even like the weird stuff you associated with, like the tentacles thing, it's that to get around like regulation about what can be shown and what can't be shown. Like that's why it's tentacles. Like it's all a really weird thing, and it is apparently still weird and still a thing. It's mostly a problem of like, how do you monetize it effectively? Like you can get it on sites, but the question is like, can you get paid for it? Can you, you know, get into their little like partnership programs or whatever? Like that's the part where it just doesn't pay off as much. which is why I think they still, like, in practice, sell it on, like, DVDs and stuff like that. VPN. Just get a VPN. What are you doing?
No, that's that seems so complicated.
It's totally legal.
I know, because the Love Island podcast I used to listen to, they would like try to do it, you know, the legal way. So they would try to use VPN, but they always said it sucked.
I mean, for some streaming, it can. Like, I have a VPN service and I use it to watch, like, well, because like a lot of times, like, streaming platforms that don't like have stuff in the US have it in Canada, so I'll just connect to Canada and then I'll watch it. It's easy. Allegedly. I would never do that, copyright lawyers. Also, if you're a copyright lawyer, stop listening to this. I don't like you.
I think I have one on my, well, we have one for,
well,
what,
yeah,
we
I
do,
mean, that makes sense. You're a company that has a copyright. I would understand that. Don't listen to my podcast. Listen, I don't dislike you as a person. Don't listen to my podcast.
Okay.
Go listen to something else.
Don't worry. They're not. <that's>, yeah, quite. Okay. So, yes, shoujo anime may be what we're covering, but that does not mean we're keeping our content sugery sweet. You can
I literally thought you were about to say the next thing we're going to watch is hentai. Like, I'm like, no. Oh, I'm sorry. Are we? What is happening here?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Although there is. Nope. Okay.
Hold on. There's what?
Oh, I was going to say there's like a smutty Jose manga that.
I bet there is.
They have like a short little, like tiniest, shortest little anime episodes, I think I saw.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess I don't know. It seems like it's all just the gross dude stuff, but maybe there's some lady hentai out there. Lady targeted stuff.
I bet there is, yeah.
Anyways.
I bet there is. Yeah. Anyway. My dad came to visit me.
Yeah, how was
that? So I was hanging out with my dad for like 5 days a week, something like that. It was good. Just had to go around a couple places. It was kind of awkward because, like, he left on Monday, which is, like, the day, because that was his last day. I guess he left on Tuesday. But, like, everything's closed on Monday. So it was, like, not a very, like, fun day particularly. That's just, like, when a lot of stores are, like restaurants and stuff are closed. They just had the weekend and stuff like that. It's, like, Monday and Tuesday for...
Is it... Okay, I was going to say my favorite sushi place does that. They're closed on Sundays, but the only place I know of here that's really closed on Mondays is one animal shelter I used to work at.
Yeah, stuff closes on because they'll want to be open on Sunday, so they'll close on like a Monday or a Tuesday or something. Oh, like that.
See, that makes sense.
Yeah. But okay. While he was here, we watched all 4 John Wick movies.
Uh huh.
I had not seen number 4. Before. It was good. Okay. It was interesting watching them all kind of in a row because you can really tell like when things started to shift or like what each movie added in terms of like shifting.
Okay.
Like the focus of it.
All I know about those movies is that in the first one we're avenging a puppy, which I love. Yeah, I don't know. Like no, like I've never movies. Seen any of them. You think so? Okay. One of them I think Rina Sawayama is in. Is there like a
She's Japanese in the last one.
Looking. Okay, see, I guess you probably can't watch them out of order, huh?
I mean, you could, but nah.
It's not as fulfilling of a...
No, it's not really going to... Okay. I mean, yeah, not really. You probably could.
Only good things, so... I just don't like to do shooting stuff movies. They're typically very boring to me.
Well, this is like all about action choreography like stuff.
Okay.
So basically, like, if you like, you should watch the first one, and if you like what they're doing there, you should keep watching the rest of them, because it's just, like, more of that, but escalating.
Gotcha. Okay. Sweet. Okay. Well, any, what else were you up to? Anything else?
I mean, I ate a lot of food.
You didn't try to get your dad to watch anime with you?
No, my dad was not gonna watch anime with me, I don't think.
Yeah. My mom never does well either. I was able to get my grandpa too.
Oh.
He watched all of the first season of the original Full Metal Alchemist anime with me.
Wow, that's pretty good. Set.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
So that was me. What have you been up to?
Anything
fun over the weekend?
Yes. Well, yes. Okay, so I went to DreamCon in Houston this weekend. I got there Friday morning and left Sunday afternoon. But basically, there's this player who like goes to a bunch of conventions and has like a large scale demo like operation for VR. And one of the games that they have for people to try out is Walkabout. And so since it was nearby and he like, you know, offered like a badge and hotel and stuff, I was like, heck yeah, I'll go. You know, it's only like a 2.5 hour drive. You know, I'll just go and like talk, you know, chat up people about Walkabout for a bit. And then the rest of the time I can kind of like go explore the convention. Turned out they were super understaffed. So I ended up like just working so much. I did still manage to, so I didn't like attend any panels or anything. But I was able to go to the like vendor artist alley, which was a little small, which is probably for the best for my wallet. So for anyone who doesn't know, DreamCon is very much like a, I guess it was started by a group, RDC World or something? But basically it's like very much kind of a like black communal or community nerdy stuff. And it's had like a bunch of different, or it's been to a bunch of different cities. So I'm not sure if it's just like a constantly traveling one or if it's just still trying to find its home. But it was like the best energy, I would say, I've seen at a convention. One, I loved because everyone was cosplaying older anime. So it was like, I recognized things a lot more. I saw a lot of Soul Eater cosplays. I saw a lot of Inuyasha cosplays.
Really?
Let's see. Yes.
That's weird. Okay.
I know. I was like, this is great. Because normally just people just get their crappy little Amazon,
Oh, we gotta get mean
demons. Okay, sorry. No, demon. Well, like Demon Slayer.
It's like the most popular thing right now, right?
Yeah. So... it was really cool to see. I'm trying to think of, there's like a Doodle Bob, like from SpongeBob, the little Doodle Bob. So you have like a giant pencil, you know, like cool, fun things like that. And so it was fun seeing all that. I guess Meg the Stallion was supposed to be there. I didn't get a chance to see because I'm not into standing in lines.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, just a very like, people were like excited to be there and talk to each other because sometimes that feels like cons. Like it's, you know, oh, we're a bunch of awkward little nerds who don't like talking to each other.
Yeah. I mean, like having like a TV show you both like isn't exactly a huge conversation starter, it turns out, all the time.
Yeah. But so it was exhausting, but I had a good time. And, yeah, so I'm back from that. Love Island starts tonight.
Ooh, which one? The U.S. one?
The U.S. one. And then U.K. starts like a week or two after. So there's going to be like a lot of Love Island in my future. And I wish they would like not overlap, though. I really need them not to so I can like space it out.
Got to be over the summer, though.
Big Brother will start in July, and then that'll get me through October with reality show, and then Survivor will have a winter season, I guess. So I only have like a week where there wasn't a reality show for me to watch live, and then I'm on season like 14 maybe of Survivor rewatch, and I'm like nearly to the point where I remember watching in high school. So it'll be interesting to see how much I can remember from those. But I'm like in love with the last season I watched, Cook Islands. Okay. It's like one of the things where it's like, ooh, definitely not something that would happen on reality TV today. But they like had four tribes at the beginning of different ethnicities. So there's like the Caucasians, Asian, the Hispanic or Latino and African-American like tribes. And I was like, okay, Survivor. Let's see. But wow. No, he's too buff to be a K-pop idol, but this super handsome Korean guy who is so nice and he won.
That's cool.
So I'm like, yeah, okay. Hopefully he comes back for some like all-star.
How often do they do those?
There's only been one so far.
Okay, and you're on 14?
But I was looking at upcoming seasons. Yeah, so I think maybe around 16 or 17, there's another one, but it won't be called All Stars. There's one like Fans versus Favorites is a season coming up. So I guess it's just going to be some like, here's the veterans. They'll be your tribe, you know, leader, you blah, 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 something like that.
Well, because I feel like high school was around the stride where like you kind of had like professional reality TV people.
There's still some people like that. Although I'm starting to learn because they just because Survivor 50 comes out next year, I think. And they've been like hyping it up the past couple seasons of like, here, vote on this part of what the game's going to be. You know, immunity idols or no immunity idols. And so they've been like hyping up season 50 seasons before it happens. And they just dropped the cast announcement. And some people are like, oh, I'm surprised so-and-so wasn't on there. And I guess it looks like, and this, I mean, obviously it's like, TV is not going to be like, treat you well kind of industry, but I guess a lot of producers on shows are like, or at least it seems to be the case with Jeff Probst, maybe the host and producer of Survivor, that if you went on other reality shows then you weren't really considered unless you were like a super favorite person. Because I don't know if it's like, oh, you already went and did your thing, so no need to bring you back for this, even though that's what fans would want, is like kind of icky feeling. And I guess MTV is also, I think folks get a hard, or at least the challenge cast, it just seems like they very much play favorites. And so you get, even if you're like a fan favorite, you still can like be set up for failure within the game if production doesn't like you. So okay. Maybe we should talk about some anime now.
Yeah, I guess we could do that.
Oh, okay.
I guess we could talk about Chihaya Fuhrer season 2. I listened to the last episode right before this. And then I listened to our coverage of the Rosa Versailles movie again, because that one is always extremely funny. I get owned in this episodes from last episode, where I was like, one, I was like, I'm sure the thing about having five recruits doesn't matter. And also, I'm like, surely they're going to do some kind of training arc and we're not just immediately going to go into more tournament play.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what happens.
No?
Listener, I'm here to report that is not what happens in these three episodes.
Yep. Let's hear all about it.
I'll talk about what happens in these three episodes. Chihaya Fuhrer season 2 episode 7 is called They All Exchange Hellos and Goodbyes at the Famous Gates of whatever, Afasaka. Who cares? None of these, I'm going to stop reading these episode titles. These episode titles do not matter. We open on Chihaya being bummed about losing the high school tournament. Her sister is like, "Oh, what, you're still on about Karda? I didn't even know you still did that. What's up with that?" Her name's Chitose. It took me a while to remember that. Chitose says that if you can't get results, you don't have talent. She says, obviously projecting. She looks at some of her haters on social media posts and tells her mom that she's going to cut back on work as a model slash TV personality, I guess, to go to college because she probably doesn't have what it takes to be an actress. Chihaya thinks about if she can accomplish her dreams or not as the OP plays.
Well, we get her sister back and I was kind of hoping you would have, like, because I didn't read all the comments left online, but I'm like, it would have been funny to read through those.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
No, you're good. Let's go ahead.
We return to literature class where an old man coughs into my ear over and over and over again. And it's a scene that feels like a million years long. He tells the students that they must pass a test or they're going to have to write 20 short poems. Then he goes to Chihaya just in the middle of class and tells her that she only recruited 2 out of 5 members. So they're going to have to share the space with the concert band club, which is a club and not a class, which confuses me. Nishida's like, Chihaya, you got to stand up for us. You can't just give away our class. But she totally folds, just apologizes and begs to keep the room till nationals. And the teacher, I guess, agrees. I hate this man. I hate their teacher. I hate this old man. Keel over and die.
Yes. Oh, my God, Joe.
In the hallway, we see that the concert band has so many members and stuff that they have to store things in the hallway because they're out of space. We cut to the Karate team telling their coach that they want the concert band to use the second floor to store their stuff. And the coach is like, I mean, we don't really have to. Like, he just said that, but we could probably strong arm him. Like, I got it. But Chihaya says that they feel bad for the concert band club. You know, if they make a lot of noise, that would help them prepare for situations when there's loud noises while they're playing. And maybe it would be good to, like, have some distractions. So everyone's like, oh, Chihaya, this is actually a selfish request. We thought you were being altruistic, but it turns out you were trying to use this to your own benefit, which honestly, in this case, I think is fair. I think Chihaya is in the right here.
Yeah. I mean, they should. But how could they expect anything else from her? She's just trying to be a glass half full kind of gal.
Yeah. She's got to have the pep energy as the team mascot.
Yep. It's dumb that she's the captain. She absolutely does nothing that would require that name.
But that's like not a real position, right? Like,
I know. It's
like it's a position, but it's not. Like, Tai Chi is the actual, is the president or whatever. The Karate Club meets.
She really is the mascot. Sorry.
Yeah, she is. The Karate Club meets, and the concert band is making a bunch of noise on the second floor, moving stuff, but they put up with it. Later, Chihaya goes home. Her dad's like, oh, hey, you were in the paper. And he shows her an article about them losing the finals. But she is not into it because she's mad that they lost. But then her mom gets an idea. The next day at the Karate Club, Samire is able to beat 2 out of 3 of Tsukuba's brothers. They tease her and she gets mad. Then Taichi shows up and she snaps out of being mad and starts to being sweet immediately because she's great. After practice, Tsukuba talks to Samire saying how fun playing Karate is. And Samire is like, what are you talking about? Playing Karate isn't that fun. It's kind of a huge pain. And I also don't win very often. I'm only here for Tai Chi because she's serious about love, as everybody else is about Karate.
Even though she's not really in love with him because she doesn't know him.
Listen, she just needs to stay in the show. I don't care. I don't care what her excuse is. She needs to be in the show. She needs more airtime. I don't care.
Well, we haven't had anyone on the main cast leave the show, so I'm guessing she'll be here forever.
That's true. But, like, is Nishida really still in it?
Only when they need something new to talk about, then they give him a problem.
We cut to Chihaya and her mom going shopping because we get to hang out with Chihaya's mom. I wish I knew what her name was.
Mom. Yep, at least she does. We'll get to it. At least she acknowledges past.
Yeah. Chihaya isn't into shopping until her mom brings her to Kana's parents' shop. Her mom talks to Kana's mom because she's brought another thank you gift for helping out with the Karate Club. Chihaya is like, wait a minute. You've been giving her thank you gifts for helping out with the Karate Club? And her mom's like, well, yeah, obviously she's like helping out a lot. But Kana's mom says it's fine because she's basically using Chihaya and Taichi as like walking advertisements anyway. So this is kind of benefiting me mostly. Kana's mom starts to return to work, but then Chihaya's mom says that they should buy Chihaya her own hakama. Kana comes out to see her mom, Chihaya's mom, and Chihaya looking at fabric. She tries on a purple one, and her mom is shocked that Chihaya knows how to wear a hakama. She tells Kana's mom that she thought that as long as her daughter had something to do, she'd be fine. Even though her grades were bad, and she sucks at everything. And yeah, and she's into that weird bear mascot that we only sometimes acknowledge.
Yeah, daddy bear. Yep.
Yeah. But then she's like, oh, it feels like I've been kind of ignoring my daughter this whole time if I'm only now getting her a hakama.
You think?
But then Chihaya insists that she wasn't ignoring her and that she believed in her Karuta playing the whole time. So
Laying her mom off the hook, just like everyone does for her.
I mean, they've been fine since then. I guess.
They only just started making a scrapbook.
Well, she only just started getting her name in the paper. All right.
Okay. I guess.
Finally, she's accomplished something.
Did you ever get in the newspaper for anything in school, Joe?
No.
No.
Okay. I probably made like the dean's list or something, but.
Oh.
If my parents were happy about that, I was like.
Things.
Oh, yeah. I was not in sports.
I just kept my own newspaper. No one kept it on my behalf. Aww. It's just like, look at me. Anyways.
Yeah. Kana and Chihaya go on to try more stuff. Kana's mom tells Chihaya's mom that it's all good. It's hard to give your kids space to learn and grow. Later, Chihaya and her mom leave. She got the expensive one, the purple one that she tried on earlier, which I really liked. So goodbye. Her mom thinks that she can wear it to nationals, but she's not going to because it's way too hot. At home, Chihaya plays along with a recording of last year's Queen game. Her sister is like comes into her doing that and is like, oh, I guess you're back to normal. And then she decides that she's going to try to be an actress again because inspiration.
Because ew, school.
Because yeah, because
that textbook and the garbage.
She throws it away, dude. Those things are expensive. Resell that. Come on. I guess it's not as dramatic if you just go and sell it online.
I guess.
The Karuta Club.
No, not at all.
It's like when people like throw their like antidepressants off of a bridge or something. Like, I don't need this anymore. And it's like, guys, you really shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
It's not how you deal with that. Let's see. The Karuta Club is studying again, and upstairs, the concert band starts playing. Everybody comments that they're playing sucks, and Kana starts humming, and she's like, sounds kind of frenetic. No, it sounds more impassionate, which she says, which is the word Chihaya Buru, the word that is the one that the card that Chihaya takes, and also is the name, but it has a B instead of an H. Don't think about it too much. Chihaya's like, what's impassionate? What's the word impassioned have to do with the word frenzies? And Kana is like, what? We're in the second season of this TV show and you still don't understand the meaning of the title? And then Kana explains the meaning of the title, which is that, okay. Chihaiburu is a historical word that doesn't have a fixed meaning. It's like a decorator around certain poems, but there are theories that it means impassionate, but some say it means frenzied. Either way, it means some types of intensity. In the impassionate definition, it resembles a power in perfect balance, while a frenzied definition is like the opposite of that, out of balance. We learn about this word for a long time.
Yeah, did you like the fourth wall being broken? Or well, no, not quite.
Like
she just acknowledged.
I always love the fourth wall breaks where they're like, "What do you mean we're on episode 13 and you still don't know this?"
Yeah,
it's good. Yeah. It gives it a surreal quality to the show that already feels kind of surreal to me.
Uh huh. Yeah, she really goes into it.
Yeah, it's because she likes poems. Yeah. I guess entire words just lost meaning. We probably have that in English. I just don't care about them.
Woohoo.
Listen, if they can't retain their meaning over time, they obviously weren't that important.
Oh, that's, yeah, I like that.
Survival
stance.
Of the hittest, the fittest, baby. I'm going to learn your archaic vernacular. What are we doing here? Suddenly, there's a knock on the window. It's the concert band, and they've come to play a little concert for the Karuta Club as a thanks for letting them use the room. They all thank them, and everybody has a good time, even though they play way too many verses of this song, but whatever. What'd you think about this? They come here and play the school song.
Sounding song.
Oh, the school.
Exciting.
The thing is, There's like a bajillion better songs to play than your school. Your school song always sucks. It's always some shitty ballad that sounds terrible. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, they're trying to go Mizu Zawa card at club or something. So it's very school pride related.
I hate that. Yes, you should go and play something hype. There are hype orchestral songs, right?
I am a tiger.
Now you should play some hype stuff. You know what I'm saying? You should play like the Planets. You could play Enter the Gladiators. That's a good one. That's the circus sounding song. You could play some scary stuff. You could play like Baba Yaga. That'd be good. If you're going to play a long song, you might as well just play Bolero. Just have your snare drum. Just do that for 20 minutes or whatever. That song's really good. But also, God, playing it must suck. Anyway, I've talked too much about music. We cut to nationals. We're at the tournament. Hey, guys, remember that training arc? Me neither. We're at nationals. We have a cute scene where they like are hanging out at the little hotel they're staying at, and Sumire is about to go to sleep in makeup because, quote, you never know what might happen at night on a school trip. But the coach is in the room with her and she's like, nothing is going to happen. And Sumire is like, this sucks. What kind of trip has nothing happened? And I agree, Sumire. We should have had 30 more scenes like this one where they're all just hanging out. You know how many we get in the next two episodes? Zero.
Mm. Yeah,
I need her to become the main character. I need her to usurp Chihaya.
Maybe Chihaya will get by a bus or something.
She does try to put the work in, though. So she asks Chihaya if she likes anyone. You know, like, I have written down here, like, at night. No, she says that you think about at night. That's what she says. Chihaya's like, well, you know, sometimes at night, I think I wish I had Shinobu's number. And Kana and Sumire get mad at her. They're like, dude, we're talking about love, not like who you're obsessed with. But then she starts thinking about Arata.
Of course.
Taichi's toast. We got to Taichi being toast, walking in the hallways. He sees Chihaya calling Arata on the phone. He won't be at the tournament for two more days because his school doesn't have a team. So he's not showing up for the team competition. He's just showing up for the individual matches. Taichi hears this and leaves because he gets owned. My boy, who has done nothing this episode, shows up for the last 5 minutes to get annihilated. I love it when this happens. Chihaya tells Arata that he should start a club at his school, but Arata is like, I don't want to start a club. I just want to get better. That's a waste of time. But she's like, fine, I'll get better too. And then I'm going to beat Shinobu. And we get a shot of the Omijingu as we cut to credits, which is the temple that the tournament's being held at.
There's also the part where the girls are talking that she makes her take the makeup off, and we see a very basically she's pretty plain looking without her makeup is the takeaway from that, or she put so much makeup that she looks a lot different kind of thing.
So
I bet she's not wanting anyone to see that, but we still love her. Our champion of the show.
I like her for her personality and the fact that she's like a little like a ridiculous cartoon woman. And also, yes, she's somehow still the most normal person there.
Yep.
It's great.
Yes.
This was an episode that was mostly about Chihaya and her mom, and I liked that.
Yeah. But yeah. There are some nice in these episodes, like little takeaways for characters, at least.
More of these episodes need to happen.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, we just don't get a lot of downtime. It'd be nice to get that. More.
These are the only episodes in this trio that is like that.
Yeah.
Taichi gets obliterated at the end here in a very funny scene.
That's like what we say at the end of every episode.
It's so out of nowhere. They're like, oh, Chihaya, are you into anyone? Like, how has Arata not come up yet for Sumire? I mean, I guess maybe no one said anything.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, wait, well, have Satomu and Kana even met Arata?
I feel like he was like, right, because when she passed out at last year's national team, whatever,
you would have Taichi been there.
Like brought her over to him. So, but I don't know if they were like, still, like in the match. Yeah. Well, they were like, they didn't go talk to him. So I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they've like seen him. They just haven't interacted with him. I'm sure. Kana has clocked what's going on, but we need to add like a most pitiful character ranking once we finish.
I mean, it's just Taichi every. Oh, you mean across all shows?
Yeah.
I still feel like it's just Taichi across the board. Who's gonna be more pitiful than him?
Not more, but I mean, Kazuhaya for a long time we were like that poor boy because she's so dense and
that's true.
Yeah. So,
but then he started just being pitiful on his own in season 3.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt less bad for him at that point. Yeah, no, Taichi is just a nice guy who's just getting wrecked. Oh, yeah. I can't wait for Sumire to learn about Arata. That's going to be good. She's going to be like, this is my chance.
That'll give her like, extra like motivation, like there's an opening, so maybe she'll turn it on.
Because she just doesn't
really.
They're teasing it for too long.
Shallow interactions with him, and it's just.
Well, they don't have anything to talk about.
Looking at him, I know. So hopefully, they learn more about each other at some point.
This will be good. I need them to like team up and go like tail Chihaya and Arata on a date. You know what I mean? Like they're both wearing little disguises. Yeah,
that'd be fun.
That's the kind of hijinks I want.
Such a good disguise.
Yeah. Oh. Just like, check out what I can do with makeup. They're like, totally different.
Taichi would be too mopey the whole time.
Yeah.
Maybe her and Kana, maybe.
Yep, that's all I got to say about this episode. It was pretty good.
Yep. And now we're back to it.
Episode 8 is called Which Shines Over Mount Mikasa. We open on nationals. It's time for nationals. Here we go. Tournament time. You thought we had downtime. You're wrong. Nationals, baby. Chihaya is like wearing 10 cooling packs to keep herself from passing out from the heat. But she's like, it's cool. I'm not going to wear the Hakama this time because I passed out last time. Sorry,
Mom. You just got the Hakama, though. Yeah. Also, I feel like she got a purple one. I think she would look better in red.
I like the purple one because I like purple.
I feel like that's Kana's color.
Yeah, but. Whatever.
Anyways.
Elsewhere, Sumire has to stop Tsukuba from taking creeper pics of girls because I hate him. He's like, hey, come on. Only some of these are of girls. Other of them are of the building, too. And he takes some pictures of the buildings. I don't like that she just became his keeper.
Oh, yeah. I guess because they're the two newbies. So even if she doesn't really like him, she feels some kind of camaraderie with him being like new to the club and dynamic.
They need to fire him. I need Arata to replace him. God, imagine how much better it would be.
No, poor Taichi would imagine. Be like.
Oh, but we'd have the drama every day, dude.
Oh man.
Nishida shows them the new shirts that his sister made. They say winners in huge text, but in the corner in tiny text it says second place. So they're second place winners. They decide to wear their regular shirts instead. This was a pretty good gag. His sister is very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Tsukuba makes Sumire makes Sumire take a bunch of pictures of him to send his brothers, and then the text he says that he's going to be playing, which is probably untrue. So he's still lying because we have learned nothing.
Yeah, because we hate him.
And we hate
him. He's going to give us more and more reasons to.
We go to the first round. And Tsukuba is starting in the place of Satomu because Satomu is going to be scouting the other teams with Sumire while Tsukuba handles the first round because we're not that worried about round one.
Says that Tsukuba is like basically caught up to his skill level.
Oh, yeah. He's like, he's good enough. The two of them head off. The two of them, by which I mean Satomu and Sumire, who are going to split up and search for clues. The first round is about to start, and Retro comes over to taunt Taichi. It doesn't work because Taichi is already ready to rumble. Also, he needs to prove himself to the girl he loves, which is what he's going to do instead of.
Why are they doing this to Taichi?
Anything else?
This is his rival.
Also, his rival has to be Retro, a guy he hates.
Yeah, Poor Tai Chi, man.
It's just
he L's. Just was gifted with
L
with a lot at birth.
Dude,
so
it's hard not to be
to
like
make up for that.
It's hard not to be like, you know how your mom says to stop hanging out with these people? Maybe she's right. Maybe she's onto something. Maybe your mom, who sucks, was right about this. Something about a broken clock being right twice a day. I don't know. Anyway.
Ew. Yeah.
We see that their team is matched up against Chiba's International School of Information Sciences, and they're all like, wow, foreigners play Karuta? That's crazy. Sumire goes off to scout an all-girls team, but all she has is a bunch of names, and she's like, okay, but I don't know who any of these people are. How am I supposed to know who I'm supposed to watch here with just a bunch of names? And then a clumsy girl bumps into her, and it turns out that she's the ace that Sumire is supposed to watch out for. Also, some weird guys are here, and it sucks. Also, this girl is like every trope wrapped into one human being. And Sumire is like, what the hell is happening? It's great.
I like this part. It's funny. We did see her in season one. We just didn't really learn about her. But she went against the chick who was like Nishida's, sensei's.
Oh,
like,
right.
Prodigy
she
girl.
Lost in like the qualifying round for the Queen's match or something. So she's like the third best.
Yep, so this girl was beat by her.
She's weird, and she's surrounded by weird guys, which sucks. I'm not going to like it when we have to meet those guys again.
Uh-huh.
Elsewhere, Satomu goes to scout the other players, and they're all intense, because those are the winners of last year's team tournament. Chihaya's team is up against foreigners, and no one has ever seen a black person before. Kana is horrified because their opponents are wearing hakamas while she's wearing normal clothes. She's like, this is incredibly embarrassing. But not as embarrassing as Chihaya, who's just crying uncontrollably.
I thought this was funny.
We hear.
She's just like.
Oh, she's just crying.
That foreigner.
Yeah.
Karuta had reached the hearts of people that aren't Japanese. And. Yeah, I thought that was funny.
We hear some of the worst English I've ever heard.
Oh my God.
Because it's also the worst English Taichi's ever heard. And he calls them out on it with his own better English and accuses them of actually being able to speak Japanese. And they're like, well, shit. We can't all speak Japanese. We were just doing that. We were just pretending to be foreigners to freak you guys out. Most of us have lived in Japan our whole lives. And it turns out that Chihaya was just crying because she's happy that Karuta is played by not just Japanese people.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good bit.
Yeah, it's funny. It's the English was horrifying. Like,
it's really
but
bad.
This is all every time in anime. This is how it sounds. It always sounds like such a struggle, like they're suffocating to death as they're saying the words in English.
There are clearly certain times in anime where they have voice actors that actually know how to speak English versus ones that they're just kind of like telling them what to say. So like.
Mm-hmm.
You never really know, because like sometimes you'll hear a person that's like, oh, they're supposed to be like. Like they lived in the States for a while and they'll have a really, they'll speak broken English and everybody will act like it's good. So it's I feel like this is a really good fake out, like on a meta level to have them say all this stuff. And I'm like, wow, this is really bad. And then Tai Chi's like, that was really bad. It's like, oh, okay, cool. So I actually really like that bit. It's pretty funny.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That was good.
But sometimes they'll have actors that like also can speak English and they sound totally normal. Like they sound like they're, you know, have British accents or whatever. So kind of all over the place.
I just read the next line or one of the next lines.
Anyway, that's time to play a normal game, except the media is here to check out the foreigners. They're all like, wow, isn't it great? We can have a little like local news story on it. Their opponents are all doing weird shit, though, like lighting up their cards by like second syllable and like doing a bunch of like non-standard things because these people just haven't really played that much. So they're all doing their own thing. Play starts and Tsukuba is scared of black people. He's so big and strong, he says, as my eyes roll into the back of my skull, giving me another reason to hate this kid.
Yep.
She just like, what's up with my opponent? Are they like Vietnamese or something? He can't really tell. But then he notices a Karuta textbook next to him and he tells his team just to play like normal. These guys are just kind of fans of the game. They're not like seasoned players, so it's going to be fine. They play and the foreigners are just happy to be here and meet some people who also like Karuta. Nishida is inspired by how they don't really follow standard strategy. Anyway, Chihaya's team stomps them and they're sad about losing. But they also at the end see Chihaya's team writing a message to them in English and they're like, oh, that's so nice. I want to come back and play next year. And everybody has like some international solidarity or whatever, even though these people basically have just lived in Japan their whole life. So I don't know.
Yeah. Also, Chihaya has the marker. I'm like, there's no way she knows how to write in English.
Oh, Tai Chi's like directing them. Yeah. So this was kind of fun, I guess. I didn't like the weird racism, but other than that, anime pretty usually kind of racist about black people.
Yeah.
Not gotten a little better record over time. But still pretty bad. I really hope haven't watched the newest season of Fire Force, but I hope they stop being racist in that show.
Yeah, maybe. Also at DreamCon, Meg Thee Stallion announced, I think she's in an anime or making an anime or something.
Oh,
so
yeah, dude, she's
that one should be done right.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, other ones aren't. Like, you know, there are ones that are way better than others. So it's not like across the board. It's just not atypical.
Yeah.
Anyway, we see Arata being dropped off early because he lied to Chihaya. He is here to come watch them a day early, and he walks up to the shrine when a hand reaches out to his shoulder, and who could it be? Oh, wait, it's Shinobu looking real freaky as we cut to credits.
Yeah, she does not look cute here.
Shinobu's here! I sure hope she's gonna be normal and not a weird freak in a way that is not in a way that's bad.
Endearing.
I want her to be fun. I hope she'll be fun. Yep, do we think she's gonna be fun?
Maybe she's just not fun with Arda.
Yeah.
So, could be that.
Anyway, what do we think about this episode?
I mean, it tries to end with like a feel good, like, oh, you know, despite differences, blah, 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 whatever message. But I was just like, oh, here's another like throwaway set of characters we're never going to see again.
Yeah.
But I guess it can't just be like, we won our first whatever number of matches without showing anything from them. Yeah. What do you think, Joe?
I like one-off episodes like this. I wish they would have done something with the international team being international and not just, the black guy sure is big and strong. I wish they did something else besides that.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like there are some opportunities to do some other stuff. So I feel like it was a little bit of a wasted opportunity, but it's still fine.
Yeah. All righty.
That's it. I don't really have any other thoughts about this episode.
Oh, but speaking of thoughts, the next title.
Oh, yeah. Episode 9 is called My Only Thought. We open on where we left off last time. Arata looks back at Shinobu and he's like, who are you? But then he recognizes her mole and is like, oh, it's Shinobu. Man, I didn't recognize you because you look so different from the queen match. And she cries and he's like, hey, man, chill. Like, it's you know, it's cool. She says that he was the last person she lost to 4 years ago. Maybe he'll beat her again. And she's like, she's like baiting me and just like getting mad or taunting me or something. Arata plays it cool, though, and he just laughs and asks her what she's doing here. Individual games are tomorrow, and she says that she's here to visit the shrine, and then she's going to go watch like a plane glider contest that happens. This is great.
So random.
She's like, obviously I'm here for the plane gliding contest. What am I, an idiot?
He's like,
you're not here for the team tournament. And she says that that's only for people who don't love Karuta, which is not even a good, like, sick burn.
No, nope.
It just means nothing. Nope. Then she walks away. Arata reflects on this as the OP plays. This is the most we get out of Shinobu this episode. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, no, I do. We get her one more second and it's funny.
Yeah, well, yeah, we do get it. Yeah, the ending is extremely funny. I need Shinobu.
She should just be in the show more because, like, when we do see her, it's her outside of Karuta is a delight. Her little weird obsessions with strange, bizarro things.
Yeah, like I need her to either be the mean girl or not. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Or be a little weirdo. You know what I mean? She's got to be one of them.
Yep.
Anyway.
Off.
After the match, Satomu fills Taichi in on last year's winners. 5 out of 8 of their team are Class A's. Some of their players come out, and one of the guys is really weird. I don't remember what he says to him. He's like, oh,
I don't remember.
You're taking notes. Something about how I'm hot. And then he like does his hair, and the ladies are like, oh, yeah, he's doing the thing. But I'm like, okay, cool.
Uh-huh.
Back at the tournament, Chihaya and Retro get into a little spat. Arata shows up and Chihaya almost sees him, but then she turns her head and he's been dragged off by an acquaintance. She asks Taichi if she heard Arata, and he's like, no, I didn't hear Arata. What are you talking about? Get your head in the game. Taichi wonders what it'll really be like if Arata was here, though. Like, oh, what if my rival was here? But it turns out Arata was just
for Taichi.
Yeah, it's gonna get worse. It turns out Arata was hiding from Chihaya, and he dragged his friend Morale off somewhere else. So, like, Arata was avoiding her. Because, I don't know, he just did that. Morale, which is the guy who won that last tournament we saw Arata at earlier. The guy
like
who's,
quit, and then he
yeah,
got
he like brought him back last season. Morale just assumes that Arata is here for Fujioka West, which is like the neighboring school because he's from East Side. And he's like, oh yeah, they only have 3 registered players, which leaves them with no margin for error. Outside, we see Fujioka West only has 2 of their members here because the other one is stuck in traffic. Arata comes out because one of the guys on the team was one of his friends in middle school who in that one flashback he punched. Remember that forever ago?
Mm-hmm.
We are reminded here.
I'm assuming.
They're down a guy, so they get the idea to drag Arata into their game. We cut to Fujioka West's game. They've dressed Arata up, having him wear a mask and removing his glasses so nobody will recognize him. It's the perfect plan. Without his glasses, though, Arata doesn't think he can do much, but, like, whatever. They just wanted to have enough people to play the match so their new member could play and not get disqualified. So, like, it doesn't matter if you actually play or not. Who cares, Arata? Just be a warm body. The game starts. Elsewhere, it's time for Chihaya's team to play. Taichi keeps seeing Arata everywhere. Chihaya tells him to focus because if Arata's here, she wants to show off how good she is or how good they all are. What a thing to say to Taichi. Haunted by his rival.
Taichi! If Arata, like, doesn't... Because Taichi's thinking of Arata as, like, kind of a rival in Karda, because that's the only way to be a contender in Chihaya's eyes for a romantic bond. And I don't think Arda at all thinks that. He's Taichi just gets to win by proximity.
Yeah, Arada's just like, oh yeah, Taichi's my friend I played with a couple times.
Yeah, for real.
Back in Arata's game, he can't do shit without his glasses. His opponent is kind of pissed to play against a guy who just, like, pretty much isn't doing anything every hand. But then Arata suddenly takes a card automatically. He's like, damn, I gotta control myself. I can't give myself away or people are gonna recognize me. We get a flashback to that one other time he played without his glasses as a kid. Remember the one? Of course you do. We spent, like, 3 episodes on it in season 1. It goes on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
The other 2 players seem to be having a good time, and Arata remembers the appeal he got to play, which was basically that these guys weren't good enough to win tournaments, but they just wanted to play and have fun. Most of the people at their school just do individuals, so they never get to play as a team. Arata is frustrated that he can't help out his fake team. One of his teammates loses, which eliminates their team because they all needed to win to pass, and they're all sad, and Arata thinks about how Shinobu said that team games are for losers. He picks up his glasses and puts them on, and his opponent is like, wait a minute. You didn't have your glasses on the whole time? Arata immediately takes a card, and then again, and then again, and eventually one of the refs recognizes that, hey, that's Arata.
It's the It's like the guy who runs the Karada Society he used to go to. Of course he's going to recognize them because he keeps being like, oh, wow, his swing is just like Arda's. And, oh, wow, he moves just the yeah. So and then eventually.
And then that guy is like, hold on, he doesn't go to that school. And Arada starts making up for his 15 card deficit. And it inspires his other teammate who is staging his own comeback, too. Arada wins by 3 and his teammate wins by 1. But, you know, they still lose the team game because they needed to all 3 win. But, you know, it was still a fun game and everybody thanks Arada. The ref shows up and yells at Arada. He's like, well, since I caught you in the act, I can't just let you go. And since we can't punish the team anymore, since they've already lost, you might be disqualified from playing in individuals tomorrow, he says.
Bum, bum, bum.
But that's not the end of our bad news. Elsewhere, we cut to the airplane gliding thing that Shinobu's going to, and it started raining, so it's postponed till tomorrow, and she's bummed. She's just, like, standing there in the rain as they announce the mouth thing gets canceled. Mouth open. It's the funniest thing I've ever so seen. Shinobu, use your weather app, girl. This should not be a surprise.
For real. For real. Oh my god.
Yep. And then the episode ends.
Poor Shinobu. But that's what she, I don't know. What'd you think? Because this, right, each episode had like a little like, ah, we feel good about Karada. And this one is like the Arada coming to appreciate teammates. He's the one who wanted to play with them as kids, well, but now he's like the lone wolf.
Yeah, I think this is good. I like this for Arada. I like him like rediscovering how fun it is to play with other people instead of just doing it all individually. I think having that mirrored, I guess not mirrored, contrasted with Shinobu, who just kind of sucks at having any social skills and is just a little weirdo, is pretty good. I wish we got more of her. Yeah. This ending, though, was weird.
Why? Because Shinobu's bummed?
No. That's funny.
Because you might get disqualified. Being
like, oh, we might disqualify you for, like, who is this guy? Who is this ref guy, Arada? Who the hell is this guy? You know this guy? You're friends with this guy?
Right? Isn't it the guy? I'm pretty sure he runs his society. He used to go to in the area that Morale is a part of, I think. Would have known his grandfather and stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I would be mad if this guy was we might disqualify you. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
They just lost. Just
yeah, like
it's, don't it, try to it, win. It There's matter. No point.
It doesn't matter. It never mattered.
It's just
mattered.
Supposed to be a like car or art of being like, touched by camaraderie and open him up, set him up to be ready to come to Tokyo and play with the group, even though I feel like it'll be so awkward if he did that. If he came to Tokyo and went to their school.
Oh, that'd be so good. That needs to happen.
So uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If Arada gets interact with people in a casual way, he's so
well. He's just he just reserves. Discovered what teamwork is like. What teammates? Remember what that's like. Remember what it's like to socialize with people. You know, we can't all be Shinobu and be mad at our own, be sad at our little gliding competition.
Birdman rally.
Birdman rally.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously they have some kind of history.
I would hate this guy. I would never
go back to the Karada Society.
Forgive this ref runs. Ever. I'd be like, fuck
just
you.
Just pretend you didn't see anything. Forever.
Yeah, this thing that doesn't matter and it means anything. Nah, I'd hold grudge. I could hold a grudge.
Yeah, I'm a grudge holder as well.
Yeah.
But I also would not break the rules because I'm a wuss.
I mean, you're breaking the rules for what, though? Like, to help out your buddies, to be a good guy, to rediscover the power of teamwork, and you're going to get punished for it? You shouldn't be punished for good things. The only person who should be punished for good things is Tai Chi.
No!
Who's constantly being punished by everything.
Tai Chi!
Dude.
Oh my
god. He's not going to be in the class. He's not going to be in the A rank thing, because he's not an A rank.
Yep, so they can't play against Arda. Maybe, okay, but it sounds like they can rank up from these matches.
They can, but you're not in them.
Yeah, but like at least he possibly could reach ranking. Oh,
right, I see. Yeah.
So for next time, because we don't have to wait around because we skipped the tournaments immediately. So we'll get the payoff immediately.
How many more team games are we going to get? This is my fear, is they introduce too many teams. They introduce the weird girl team, and they introduce the like ace team that won last year, who's full of also Fujisaki. Weird people.
Yeah,
that means we're having at least two games, which means I feel like all three episodes next time are going to be just tournament games,
a singular match for 100%. I'm
and
guessing.
We're going to be and that's going to bring us to like halfway through the season.
Yep.
When are we going to have the time for the stuff three. That's good?
I don't think we ever are. This is the okay. Binge show. This is a binge show. I wonder if it feels like it drags in the manga.
This must be brutal in the manga. Are you kidding me? This must be like hell.
A joke.
Like waiting weeks to get like a slight update on a match. How can anybody stand this?
It's the sports formula.
I mean, we're watching three episodes a week, which is three times faster than if you just watched it on as it aired.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you imagine that?
No. Well, do they even, I mean, I guess at this time they probably were, but does anime ever get aired episode by episode anymore? Well, I guess
yeah.
so.
That's, yeah, I mean, most of it comes out episode by episode.
Yeah, that's true. Simulcast and stuff, yep. Yep.
Imagine.
Yeah. Well.
This is the hell is real billboard in Ohio for me.
For next time.
God.
Goodness.
It does end on like a pretty good cliffhanger. I'll say the episodes have ended on better cliffhangers than before, like having it show like end the previous episode with like Shinobu showing up and like putting her hand on his shoulder. That's good.
Uh-huh. Yep. Oh, man.
That's been good. We've learned nothing about our characters. Then that's not true. No. Arata has learned the power of teamwork.
Our characters learn things. We just didn't learn more about them.
She high and her mom hang out, and that's fun.
And she forgives her for the years of neglect.
God, I don't think it was that deep.
Maybe I hate anime. I don't know.
Her sister gets re-inspired.
Misaki's mom was the worst.
That was crazy. But that was so wild. It was like a different thing for me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's like, what if my mom had a whole like Hallmark ass arc happening?
Don't get a lot of parent like time. Like maybe a lot of the times in shoujo, it's like, oh, we're cute little middle schoolers dating. And then it's somehow the one episode where like we make up the fact that they have parents comes up just for the sake of like testing a relationship or whatever.
Yeah.
Parents are so not, I guess it's true that in Japanese culture, children are very like independent from an early age, so I could see like their parents not having as strong of a role on like their outside of the home life.
This is like, I mean, you know, if you think about like cartoons we watched, kids don't want to think about their parents, you know what I mean? Like what did we watch? I don't know.
Jake Long, the American Dragon.
he had parents, but they were like just kind of there. Kim Possible had parents. They were just kind of there.
The Proud family had.
That's because Oscar
they
Proud
like...
was like a main guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But like Kids Next Door, not really.
No, not at all.
SpongeBob is all adults. I think that's just cartoon stuff. I think that's just cartoon. Like Teen Titans, they are all teenagers that live in a house together. They don't have parents.
Yeah. Oh, I saw a lot of Teen Titan cosplays as well.
They're usually bad guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What, in Raven's case?
Raven's dad sucks. Like, I guess Starfire's like surrogate dad was cool. Beast Boy's surrogate parents, the Doom Patrol, are kind of assholes. I don't think we learn anything about Cyborg's family. And then Robin's dad is Batman, who we don't talk about.
Nope. So within the DC universe, Robin that's in Teen Titans is Dick?
It should be Dick Grayson.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think.
Gotcha.
I mean, I don't know, like comics original Teen Titans had like a bunch of members I'd never heard of, like Dove or whatever.
Because there's that DC live action series that I watched a few episodes. Remember when DC had its own streaming platform? I don't know if they do anymore.
Is that the DC one where they said fuck and they're like, oh man, it's so gritty and dark. Was it good?
Because
it was too cringe for me to watch.
It was kind of boring to me.
Their animated stuff is way better.
It's more about talkie-talkie than, yes. That Dove character was in that show.
Did you watch My Adventures with Superman? That was cute.
I watched the first episode, and I do like the art style. I think I'm just like, Superman. The most boring.
You like Superman? He's ever. Like, what if he's like, there's a nice guy? What if there was a nice guy?
I want a funny guy.
Oh, you want a funny guy? Okay.
He's not that.
Mm-hmm. You want like the Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like those. Yep.
You want like a Booster Gold.
That's why I love Kid Flash.
Oh yeah, Kid Flash.
Young Justice.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Wally West, is that his name?
Who's the funniest person in G.I. Furu?
Nishida had some good one-liners in season one, but I don't know. There's like things to laugh at, but it's not like characters are intentionally trying to be the funny person.
Yeah, there's like gags.
It's more like the crazy scenario. Yeah, it's more. Yeah. So I wouldn't say any of them are like the funny person. I bet. Tsukuba, I bet he thinks he's the funny one.
Yeah.
His weird ass face.
I like him the least.
I guess Sumire is our funny one.
She is pretty funny.
Arada
needs to be funnier.
I don't think that's happening.
I need him to crack some jokes.
He'd just be the straight man.
I guess
I just want to protect Taichi from misfortune.
I don't. I want it to get worse.
No!
I like it when Taichi's sad.
Oh my god. Allergies or something.
Oh my gosh. All right. We can
let's do our
in this episode close it now. Out. if you like this show, please rate us 5 stars in your podcast platform of choice and then tell all your friends, but mostly just tell all your friends. Be like, hey, I'm watching Chihaya Furu in 3-episode bursts because I'm in like a unhinged person and I'm not just binge watching it like it clearly was made to be. Well, that's not even true. It was made to come out week to week, so it's even slower than this. But that's how you should watch it. Anyway, tell your friends to listen to us and leave comments on our stuff. And if you have questions, you can send it at shoujopod@gmail.com.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yep, I think that's
it. Yep.
What did we learn?
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Just check the weather app, Shinobu. Like, again, it's not like the weather comes out of nowhere. It's not like there's like a 0% chance this is gonna happen. Bring an umbrella. She's just standing there, mouth agape in the rain, like a goofy ass little cartoon character, which is extremely funny. But you don't have to do that. Yes. Okay, you can't be like talking a big game about how team games are for losers, and then you show up to the little gliding thing without an umbrella, loser.
You can't be the cool mysterious girl when you then go to Birdman rally and like eat a bunch of ice cream. And didn't they say she only lost or she only gained like 15 pounds or something?
I don't remember how much she said. Well, I think they said like 15 kilos, which is like 30 pounds or something.
Oh, okay. I guess that's significant. People of any race can live anywhere.
Oh my god, don't be afraid of black people. Don't be racist.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yep. So that's a good one. Please don't be like that. And yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. I feel like we got a better one.
Messages, I don't know.
Like, listen, man, if you've known someone for like 10, 15 years and you can't call in a favor, like they're going to overlook that you joined your friend's team for one match, then you just got to burn that bridge. That person is worthless to you. After that many years of knowing them, they won't let you get away with anything. What are they to you? Nothing. Go and post about them on social media. He wreck their entire reputation.
Ardo had the most boring like, Twitter feed. God. Okay.
Date his daughter and then break up with her.
Oh my god. Okay. Good lord.
Destroy this man.
He's just a cartoon man.
Destroy his whole career.
Would you stop?
He's a cop. This guy's a cop. He's acting like a real fascist. You know, all the rules matter so much, even though the implications don't.
I'm dying here, Joe. We have to wrap it
up. Trip him down the stairs.
I'm like sneezing and crying right now.
Okay, all right. I'm trying to think of more things I can do evil things to this man.
No, okay.
Make him cry.
Before Joe escalates too much, thanks for listening. No, everyone. catch you next time.
Really try to flick all your cards into him so you could try to like do a little maneuver where like a card slices his throat. Yeah.
Oh my god.
That happens in John Wick 4. He cuts a guy's throat with a card. Just do that. Just keep flicking him toward it. And like it'll make it like look at him every time. So like he knows you're trying to do this, but he can't say anything because that would be ridiculous. To be like, I think this kid's trying to kill me. Can you imagine? This would be incredible.
Okay. All right, bye.
That needs to be the finale of season 2.